Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Large sections of the Midwest and Northeast are feeling the punch of a major winter storm today. There are also winter storm warnings, watches, and advisories from the Great Lakes into upstate New York and parts of New England. Some places might get more than a foot of snow. Chicago is digging out, and the snow, gusty winds, and freezing rain there all helped create a nightmare for travelers across the country because, as goes Chicago, so go the rest of us when it comes to flights. And it was one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. Yahoo. Susie Ahn is with WBEZ in Chicago. And Susie, you know, hundreds of flights we know at O'Hare and Midway airports in Chicago were canceled yesterday. You know, it was hard for people to get home after Thanksgiving. But how bad was it?
Well, Robin, the morning got off to a rough and slushy start. I do the shoveling for my household, and I can tell you it was very wet and heavy. And of course, going back to work after a holiday is never easy, but add snow and high winds to the mix, it becomes a major headache. So as you mentioned, it included travel delays, flight cancellations, school closures, and of course, power outages. Right now, the snow has stopped, but we've got a lakeshore flood warning. So that means high waves up to 12 to 16 feet here in the area.
Yeah, and you say winds. We understand blizzard-like conditions in some places.
Right. Overnight, that's what we saw. That those have died down for us here, but we're still cleaning up the mess.
Yeah. So if you've got a loved one sitting in some other city in some other state, this is why, because all of these planes couldn't get out. We heard something like 17,000 flights were delayed across the country. Are people there surprised? This seems early.
Yeah, you know, the National Weather Service says this is the worst November storm since possibly 1975. So it is unusual, but I don't think people are so surprised because the weather here in Chicago, the conditions tend to vary wildly from October to December. So, you know, I guess people were ready for it in some ways. You know, they had enough warning to get the shovels and the salt out.
But what about the flights? Are things back to normal today? Do you know?
So overall, we saw about 900 flights in and out of Chicago being canceled. Right now at O'Hare, we're seeing delays averaging about an hour. At Midway Airport, they're reporting no noticeable delays. So things are moving, but I'm sure we'll see some issues as passengers from those canceled flights try to hop on another flight.
Right. No hopping, as someone famously said in a movie. No hopping. You said school cancellations, hundreds of them.
Hundreds of school cancellations, and those are mostly the suburbs. For Chicago public school students, they are probably disappointed by this, but school is in session and on time. It's a pretty high threshold for Chicago public schools to call a snow day.
Yeah, it just feels like, you know, Chicago weathers the weather, and this really seemed like a wallop. Susie Ahn, a reporter at WBEZ in Chicago, talking about this major storm that really punched Chicago yesterday and the reverberations were felt across the country as flights were delayed and canceled across the country. Susie, thanks for talking to us about it.
Thank you.